We regularly highlight some of the newest selections in the Library of Congress's National Recording Registry. And today, we'll hear this year's final installment. It's a recording from 1959 by an African-American singer who grew up in rural Mississippi. But it's not what you might assume, not blues or gospel or R&B. This record is a collection of Lieder, French and German poems put to music a century ago by Richard Strauss, Gabriel Fauré, and other composers. The singer was Leontine Price, who became one of the 20th century's great vocalists. The record was her debut, called A Program of Song. Tell the story, we hear from a music executive.
My name is Daniel Gus. I got to reissue a number of Leontine Price's recordings, including A Program of Song.
A music critic.
My name is F. Paul Driscoll, and I am the editor-in-chief of Opera News.
And one of the great contemporary sopranos.
I'm Renee Fleming, and I'm a singer. When I was a student, I used to travel on the subway between Queens and Juilliard, literally invoking heaven to give me her high C. And unfortunately, it never worked.
Leontine Price refers to herself as an American troubadour. And with this album, A Program of Song, she announces herself to the world of recordings as someone who can stand beside any other major singer of songs.
You know, the art of the song recital has, to some degree, been marginalized in recent years, and I think that's a great tragedy because the combination of music and poetry in a concert setting that's much more intimate than opera, for me, is absolute magic. And she could do both. Very few singers historically have been able to go back and forth between the two.
What I would say to anyone listening to A Program of Song for the first time is to listen to how personal Miss Price makes this repertoire sound. She's working with David Garvey, who was her longtime accompanist. You hear the gorgeous sound of that voice. It's so beautiful. As they say in the industry, she broke big, and big is where she stayed for the rest of her career.
If you were to examine the biographies of the great singers of the last 100 years, I think you would find that they come to earth in all sorts of places. And there's no reason to think Laurel, Mississippi, which was the birthplace of Leontine Price, should be any less likely to harbor a great artist than any place else. She had a strong family. Her brother George became a brigadier general in the U.S. Army. They were raised to be achievers.
You can't separate Leontine Price from what the situation was for people of her race and color at the time she was beginning her career. Leontine Price was someone who was looking at a career as a concert singer, which was what most African-American singers did, not only in her generation, but in the generation before.
But Leontine Price on the stage of the Metropolitan Opera was a revelation. Her performance in the great Verdi roles set a standard, not as a sort of, oh my gosh, this is really fresh and new, but because she was so great.
whether it's the concert repertoire that's on a program of song or the opera arias that she sang. She sang it with a great fervent need to communicate what she believed about these characters' situations. I mean, some of the poetry that's included here is incredibly sexy, especially in the Poulenc songs about the burning mirrors, you know, I'm going to set your forehead on fire or whatever. And I think that she delivers that with a great deal of, shall we say, aplomb.
She colors her voice like a painter. She's very fond of using that imagery.
It has all kinds of colors in it, sunshine and then the deep sort of chesty notes that she brings to some of the Strauss pieces, but also the sense of rhythm that she has and the crispness of her language and the joy that she takes in singing.
Velvet, cream, it's just rich and mellifluous and the legato in her sound, the way it sustains, it's even up and down. I happen to love that her debut recording was all song literature. A statement from her saying, I am an artist and in the best of the European tradition and I want to be taken seriously. That sound will never again be heard on this earth. And it's just beautiful. It's beautiful. The fact that a human being can make that sound is one of the great mysteries of singing.
That's Renee Fleming talking about Leontine Price's A Program of Song. We also heard from F. Paul Driscoll and Daniel Guss. Our series, Inside the National Recording Registry, is produced by Ben Manila and Devin Strolovich for BMP Audio.